I'm Elena. I'm a compulsive reader.
Hi, Elena.
I came in about 35 years ago. Have you ever heard the word, I come in through the back door? Well, I came in through the back door. I went to a workshop that was for, supposed to be called Fascinating Womanhood. and you were supposed to be always kind to your husband, make him lunch, wear high heels, a Donna Reed show.
Yeah.
I had a daycare of 10 to 20 kids, okay? So here the wife, he said, okay, I'll do it, you know? So I'm all dressed up. He didn't give a darn about it, you know? So, well, that's the end of that one. And so I started going, because she happened to mention about Warriors Anonymous. And she said she had lost 20 pounds. And the word 20 pounds lost was like, wow, I'm there. So I went, I remember that I asked where the scale was, because I didn't know Weight Watchers, and they said they didn't have one. I said, well, how much do I have to pay? So you don't have to? Like, yeah, you know, it's quite good. So I did go. The reason I used to go was not because of me. I went because it was a runaway from home. And my ex was always, for some reason, angry at me. And he would do silent treatment and read silent treatment instead of the worst treatment, okay? My mom used to use it in a sense, and that was one of the things that was really hard for me. And then I started going, and I didn't know how to talk about my real self, because I didn't know me. So I started just lying and telling people I only had a little problem with food and all that stuff. And so finally one lady came up to me and said, when are you going to start telling the truth? I never lied again. Mm-hmm. I told them, man, this is how I feel. I've got to tell you, I know I'm not using bad words here, but the airport lighter put me away. I'm so fucking angry. Go, what? I can't believe it. So that became my favorite word. The other one, they say, you know, if you name the name, play the game. And that's what I did. My mom always took care of my dad, and she always stayed home with the kids, and I did the same. And I didn't know any difference of that. That I didn't have to play that game that my mom had. So, but I did start telling the truth. I did not like I did not like the step. Someone told me, you're going to have to do those 12 steps. I said, let me change my language here. But I said, the heck with it. You know, I'm not working those steps. I want to lose weight and get the heck out of here. And she says, because I did not like step one. Step one says I had powerless over food and my life has become unmanageable. I am not powerless, I used to tell myself. Who takes care of 20 kids a day, right? And I was, and I said, who does this and who does that? And I was in this and that. And I said, I am not powerless. And a power greater than myself, like what power is going to be greater than myself? I'm already Catholic, and I have this God that is always punishing me. And you have that if you don't. And so I didn't. So without what one lady told me, said, fine. I said, make a list of the God that you want. Mm-hmm. I said, fine. I did. Because this God loves me unconditionally. This God, you know, takes care of me. This, you know, I really did it. So anyway, I lived in California then. And I would go in and out. I weighed quickly, but when you have 20 kids, you lose weight quickly because you're running all over the place, right? And so, and then I would gain in and I'd go back to a weight. And then I would come out and then come back. Then I was born and raised in New Mexico. And we moved to California because there weren't any jobs for us. But then later on, I moved back. And so, and at that time I had divorced my ex. In fact, I left him in a year, but you know what really helped was going to OA meetings. I went in and out, but I must have got enough courage to say, you know, you stop emotionally abusing me or you leave. And the emotional abuse was that he would always tell me, I don't love you and I'll leave you. And that was scary for me. But by coming, I got the strength, and I'm not going to fight. I seem to get teary-eyed at times. But anyway, let me see where I was. So anyway, he left. And then having a daycare was good because I could be with the kids. But my eating went crazy. Okay, I would have 10 kids for breakfast, and I ate their leftovers, right? Mm-hmm. But then I had my breakfast. So the leftovers didn't count. For lunch, I had 10 little ones because they were the other ones that went to school. And of course, I ate their leftovers, but then I had my regular meal, and that didn't come. And then that was dinner. Dinner, at times, I would, gosh, don't we talk about food specific? Oh, I'm going to tell you. You know, I make a big old batch of mashed potatoes, and by the time we sat down, I hadn't eaten half of them. I had, I don't know how many tastes of it, that by the time I sat down, I had eaten all of it. One thing I didn't know I wasn't conscious of overeating. You know how you can eat and you don't know it? Well, I learned one day, still when my ex was there, he left to wherever, he went to hot races, and I don't know where he went, but I was never allowed to go with him. So I stayed home, but I remember I had a big tray of I'm going to have to make new food, cornbread. I ate the whole damn thing, and you know what? It felt so good. This feels good. I didn't give a darn where he was. I felt really good about it. So, but I didn't know about compulsive overeating. I didn't know what's the real issue. So after that, I moved back to New Mexico, and I was living with my mom because my ex would not let me have the house, so I had to split the cost. Anyway, I did start going to OA meetings, and I did not like the OA meetings in New Mexico. I mean, they didn't have the 1 hour, they didn't have the break, and they didn't clap hands like California people do, you know. So I didn't like them, but I went, and I now I'm told that I was very angry, and I was a very angry person. I was sarcastic to the max. You couldn't tell me something because then I tell you back. And so it's taken a long time for me to change. I started, my first time that I did the topics was with a group. It was Al-Anon and AA and all kinds. And that's when I started doing the steps. My sponsor taught me about step one. I am powerless. And she would say, write down what you're powerless about, what you're not powerless. Like, I'm powerless that my daughter's a compulsive spender, that she does this and that. I'm not powerless to mind my own business. Okay? So I learned a lot. The years went by where I really learned a lot. The most of all that I learned to have my self-worth and to know who I was. The thing that I found that when one doesn't know who they are, talk about me. I didn't know what was good from good and not good. I could be sarcastic and I would tell you that I didn't like this and I didn't give a darn and I had no guilt because I didn't know that I was hurting somebody else. And I felt like I had the right to tell you what to do, you know, not to do. I was, one daughter tells me, Mom, I asked her one time, my youngest son, who's very honest. I said, what was I like when you were growing up? I said, Mom, you were a royal Catholic bitch. So true, you know. But anyway, she was right because it was very righteous and all that stuff. I also didn't like how high my height. I always like, I wore these high heels and I put. When we were kids, we didn't have all these fancy bras. So we used to put socks inside to make them look big, right? Oh my God, I remember those days. And I always wore the real high heels, well, they really hurt my arches afterwards. So, but I didn't know that I could accept me as I was and not have to have that self-change. After my mom died, I went to college and I got a degree in substance abuse counseling. I loved my job, but then I'm one that I don't let people to run me over. And so we butted heads, new supervisor, and I said, I got fired. I figured that God, it was a God thing, because in my anger, they used to call me Sergeant. So I said, I told you what to do, you didn't do it, and tell them what you're going to do around. And they'd have to run the track, and I'd check on them, but stuff like that, you know. It's been a struggle for me, but it has been a progress. Mostly a lot of things that I used to do, like, I never thought before I spoke. If you told me something, I would tell you right back. And now, and it took me 7 months to work that 6 and 7 step. God, please help me to think before I speak or don't speak. And I remember one day, I was at a health fair, and this guy, he was Hispanic like me, and came up and he did a really a sarcastic remark, you know. And I didn't say anything, and I thought later I should tell that turkey this and that, you know, just man, what the heck do you think it was? And then I thought, oh my gosh, I did it! And I thought before I spoke, and boy, now I do. I'll run it through my mind and say, okay, this is what I'm going to tell a person, and then they said, okay, no, it's okay, so that's it. So I've learned that. I've learned to have my self-worth. I'm dating somebody, believe it or not. I found him in Walmart, as they say. He was a greeter. And then we started talking, and then we had things in common. So it was very interesting. So we started dating, and he's been really good. But the thing is that he likes to do sarcastic remarks. I'm getting a payback on that, okay? But I'm not putting up with it. So he started that, and then this last time that he was starting the sarcastic remarks and kind of putting me down, I said, okay, you're on your way out. You know, he called from Kansas, and he said, oh, my family said to say hello to you. I said, tell them also that I'm not no longer your companion. I'm not going to put up with that crap that you're showing, you know. I am well worth myself, and if you don't treat me well, you're not... So I said goodbye to you. Well, he begged for 3 months. I got him back. But you should see him now. When he goes somewhere, he's going to say something that Kathy goes, I bite those lips like crazy. But if it hadn't been for this group, this program, I would have never made it. I would have still been in the... never getting to know myself. I hated myself, really. And now I think I'm pretty cute. I was going to tell you another one that happened to me. Come on. What was it that I was going to tell you guys? Oh, shoot, I hate this. You guys forget something if you want to remember it. But it's so different now for me. I feel good about me. I like me. I don't have to wear the high heels. I don't have to make my bras bigger and stuff like that. But it's been a self-help for that I find myself, my self-worth. I can't remember the other thing I was going to tell you, but the steps and the tools really, really help. When I first started, I hated sugar. But I ate sugar for the first 7 years. The way I would do it is that I would pre-plan a dessert for the meal, and that would be it. Or I would go to the store. It was just kind of I would go down, let's say down to Walgreens or so. And I'd say, you know, I feel like getting that candy bar, but let me see, do I have the hog? Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. No, I don't have it. Well, I can have a candy bar. I justified it that way. Well, let me tell you what happened. I was coming from California. I used to drive to California. I live at midnight, and then be there by 3 o'clock in Los Angeles. So that day, I had gotten some ice cream, and I thought, well, you know, I'd be so good because I did my at that time, like, you didn't have cell phones, so I used to write to my sponsor every day what I had for my meals. And so I was doing really good. I went to meetings. I said, well, I deserve an ice cream, right? Well, I am at that age, right? I had two scoops. What happened was that my mood altered. And there was this diesel truck and was trying to pass me. I said, you're darn right, you're not passing me just because I'm a woman and I have a small truck. You're supposed to be crazy mind. And so I didn't let him pass him. I stayed on the passing side and he could not pass me. Well, right in front was a car that was on the driving side. And then another diesel blocked me. And so I was in between two diesels. And my next thought was, you just watch me. I'm going to put the brakes and you guys are going to be sorry. Well, what happened that for some reason, I did not do that. And so he left, and I was about to go after him. And he made a turn. 2 o'clock that morning, I was at a hotel, and I realized that I had no doctor. So that was the day that I no longer had sugar. And so, but I really had to go through a lot to learn. And I still do. When I am at a meeting, I'm not just listening to what the person is saying. I'm saying, what is the message? There was this lady one time, she just talked and said, but you know, I need to learn to sip life rather than guzzle it. and that helped me a lot because I'm one of this, especially in the morning. I have my cup of coffee, and I do everything in a hurry. Like, let's see, in 10 minutes, I can do this, and how about that, and that. And so I've learned that I take a nap in the afternoon, be still, read or something, but I've learned not to be so busy that I lose everything else. I've learned a lot from OA people because of what they say, and I go, yeah, my gosh, that's what I need to learn. Here. This program has changed my life, and it's been great for other people because I don't get into it. I have one sister that is really showing me what I used to be like, and she can be sarcastic to the max. So the other day she started, blah, 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 telling me, and I go, hang up. Why did you hang up? I don't need to hear that. I don't deserve that. And I said, I will hang up on you again. And I actually, the day before, my guy friend said something really sarcastic again. I went down. But I learned that I don't have to get angry. I don't have to tell anybody off like I used to. I don't have to say bad words. But I can take care of me and be gentle and kind to myself. Because otherwise, if I lose me, I know that if I ever went off this program, I would come back. It was too hard the last time. When I went in and out, and then when I started working my program, the way I did it, well, what happened was I was living with my mom, and she had this drawer that was called the goodie drawer with all the sugary stuff. And I did the grocery shopping, so what do you think was in there, right? So I can remember that day I went, and I was going to get something, and then I thought, Elena, what are you doing? You know. And I put it down, and then I told myself, okay, I'm going to get a sponsor. I'm going to be honest, because I never was honest. I said, I was to stay consistent, and I will follow directions, which I never did. I mean, that weren't my thing. You told me what to do, and I tell you, and I would do the opposite, right? But I did work, and man, I worked it. And then somebody taught me on how to do the first step. I am powerless over food in my life has become intangible. I am powerless, I think I said it already, I am powerless over my daughter who spends and does this and that, but I'm not powerless to my own business and be gentle with her. So that helped a lot. Second step, after I learned how to have a higher power that was just right for me, that it's been easy, I talk to my higher power all the time. And sometimes I call him babe. Okay, babe, you and I on this one, you know. I have a good relationship with my higher power. Third step is a blessing. Every time that something happens, I go, God, it's yours. this kid is not doing the way I want her to, it's yours, it's yours. I just lost my credit card yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Okay, God, it's yours, so got it back today. But I learned to use those steps, the tools, oh my gosh. I make a lot of calls, especially to newcomers. I write every morning, dear God, let me tell you. No, I have to tell you first. I have to tell you, when I first started the writing, I tested this heart of power, this one of you. You really could do it, you know. So I said, now I would be angry because I would have had a grocery list for my higher power. You wouldn't follow. Yeah. God, you SOB, hard to help, you know. That's how I used to write, just angry, put the anger in there. But at the end, and I always tell my sponsors, write whatever you want, but at the end, write a gratitude. Mm-hmm. And so I always did that. I write down my food. I don't need find a need to weigh and measure. I've kept up 45 pounds. I'm maintaining my weight loss. But you know, I used to think that when I got to maintaining, I'd be in paradise and I wouldn't have to do anything. It still takes a lot to do. It still says I still get up in the morning, have my coffee while I'm having my Dear God letter. I keep a piece of paper in case I think of something, it goes right there and I don't want that to distract me. I work this program, I do a lot of food sponsoring. I do whatever it has to be, because to me, this is not only service, but it's helping me. And how do you say God first, me second, everybody else third? Well, that's true, you know, God first, but me second before I can help anybody else. So that's my story. I don't know, I feel, someone said, you know, well, do you feel happy? I says, you know, happy is a word that's like a feeling. You know, I'm angry, I'm, you know, whatever. Happy goes, but staying content, it does not. So I feel pretty content with my life, and I just don't get so crazy anymore. And when I do, I catch myself, or I write Dear God letters. Dear God, it's you and me here. Now you, please help me with this because I don't, and I always say, load me with willingness when I don't want to. Please do for me what I cannot do for myself. Most always go, let me be extra gentle with my daughter that lives with me. My daughter that lives with me really tries me. When before she came out that I had it all together. You know how you feel like you graduated and you have it all together? She has probably shown me what my character defects are. Oh my gosh, but I still have to work at it. So anyway, so glad that I got to speak to you, and that's me.